This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Here's another way that Major League Baseball is trying to drum up more interest around its season opener. The league is reportedly asking teams to refrain from publicly announcing their opening day starting pitcher in favor of announcing them all across the league during an MLB Network special on Thursday. Now, it may seem small, it may seem unimportant to some, but it is another element of a league using whatever assets it has to try and build up fan interest. And we'll see if it gets any traction. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, March 21st. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Big news breaking today, Tuesday, in the NHL, as Fanatics will replace Adidas as the NHL's outfitter for on-ice uniforms and authentic sweaters at retail beginning next season under a new 10-year agreement. Now, the interesting element is that this marks the first time that Fanatics branding will appear on official player uniforms in professional sports. Now, Fanatics has manufactured and supplied uniforms for Major League Baseball. They've done it at retail for the NFL, but the NHL will be the first major sports league to wear Fanatics branding on the playing surface. As I understand it, the company's F logo will appear on the back of player jerseys, and that'll be for the first time. We knew the NHL's deal with Adidas was going to end. The league said it would not renew it after this year. Adidas has been the NHL's uniform supplier since 2017, taking over from Reebok. But now Fanatics is in as part of a new 10-year agreement with the NHL, and the Fanatics brand is on the ice, and that's what's noteworthy. You'll see more on this story throughout the day, as it's a very big story for the NHL and Fanatics. Let's move on. Last March, SBJ reported that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was in talks about a contract extension. That surprised many who felt that after the recent media and labor deals, that Roger Goodell was looking to possibly exit for another challenge. Some even doubted our report. And it's been quiet for some time. But now ESPN has reported that NFL owners are expected to finalize a multi-year contract extension for Goodell at next week's owners' meetings in Phoenix. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported the NFL's compensation committee will present the proposed extension to owners during a special session on Tuesday afternoon. Now, this is a big, big story. Here's what's important. People will be looking at the length of the deal, rumored to be about 3 years, and of course, the terms of the contract. Remember, the financial terms or Goodell's compensation were a hot-button issue years ago when Cowboys owner Jerry Jones pushed back on Goodell's annual compensation. But keeping Roger Goodell in the fold is very good business for the NFL and for the owners. The league continues to ride high, and Goodell really isn't the type to have a lot of other personal interests or hobbies that he set out to conquer. He loves being the commissioner of the NFL, and he's quite good at it. And finally, there isn't a natural successor to Roger Goodell as things stand today. So this is a storyline, Goodell's extension, that we will continue to monitor from next week's owners' meetings. Here's a question for you. How much have you been watching of the World Baseball Classic? Now, I can't say I've watched a ton, but I will say the event is really receiving strong reviews as it heads into its championship game tonight in Miami, as Team USA will try to defend its World Baseball Classic championship against Japan. Now, Japan beat Mexico on Monday night in what was reportedly a wild walk-off win. It is the latest in a string of wild, intense, emotional games throughout this tournament. And so tonight you have Team USA and Mike Trout and others against Shohei Ohtani and Japan from Lone Depot Park in Florida. Now, players have raved about this experience. We, of course, have had unfortunate injuries to two star players, but Philly shortstop Trey Turner said that he had never played in an atmosphere as loud as Lone Depot Park on Saturday night during the U.S. win over Venezuela. Tonight's game is a scheduled sellout, more than 38,000 anticipated. Overall, the World Baseball Classic will draw more than 1.3 million fans, which will be up from about 500,000 fans in 2017. Now, of course, there were more games this year, but there was also more interest. The average per-game attendance is up to more than 25,000. That's up from 20,000 in 2017. You saw some very healthy attendance numbers. There was more than 47,000 at Chase Field earlier in the tournament, and the average per-game in Japan was around 36,000 fans. So the bottom line is, this tournament can draw fans. And while the competition is top-notch and many players and fans around the world care, I don't see mainstream baseball fans in the United States really engaging and embracing this World Baseball Classic yet. Very few fans I know are watching or watching religiously or talking about it. But this event, no doubt, has been good for baseball, and that bodes well for the future of the World Baseball Classic. Let me know if you've been watching, and let me know what you think of the WBC. You know, as we noted on the Buzzcast last week, Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas is a nominee for Sports Facility of the Year at the Sports Business Awards, and recent data certainly supports that recognition. The facility is now one of the most popular draws in Las Vegas, as nearly 1.7 million people attended events at Allegiant Stadium in 2022, and even the stadium's most hardened local critics have been convinced of its benefit to the city and the marketplace, as most everyone believes the performance of Allegiant Stadium has exceeded expectations. It doesn't only draw the locals, it's really been a magnet for out-of-state visitors attending Raiders games or other events and staying in the city for a few days. Here's an interesting fact. The average percentage of fans from out of town for the final five Raiders home games was 65%. Now, that number increases when you look at one-off college football games that are held there. Notre Dame and BYU was played there in October. Close to 90% of the attendees were from out of town. And that's exactly what a major venue can and is supposed to do: bring in people to a market and have them spend time and, of course, money that lifts that city's economy. And that has certainly led to the success of Allegiant Stadium. And Allegiant Stadium has led to the city of Las Vegas landing a number of other marquee events. So this seems to be a stadium meeting or exceeding expectations, which is always a good thing. Meanwhile, this continues to drive the, I would say, sports business economy in Las Vegas. Las Vegas ranked number 7 on SBJ's inaugural list of best sports business cities, and we have seen tremendous activity and vibrancy in that market over the last 5 years. You know, let's end on a couple of interesting notes around sports and pop culture. One movie that many people are looking forward to seeing is the Ben Affleck-directed Air. That tells the story of Nike signing Michael Jordan to his sneaker deal in 1984. Now, that premiered over the weekend at South by Southwest. There was a special showing in New York last night. The movie will be in theaters nationally in early April. And the early skinny on the movie is quite positive. And each of the reviews that I have read details how Affleck offered a consistent theme during the film: the notion of equity. And in this case, how Nike negotiated with Jordan, and more specifically, Jordan's mother, Dolores, and the movie showcases how Jordan's deal changed the way for all future endorsements for athletes. Variety said the movie is, quote, a Cinderella story about how a third-place sneaker brand wished upon a star and how that man and his mother were smart enough to know their value, end quote. Another review raved about the cast and stated that it's a rarity to watch such good acting across the board in a feature film. It, of course, has Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and Viola Davis as Jordan's mother, Dolores. So early word is positive, and early reviews are strong for the Ben Affleck movie, Air. I know I'm looking forward to seeing it when it comes out in early April. And finally, I'll make a shout out to all fans of HBO's Succession. The final season of that show begins this Sunday, and SBJ and I want to hear from our readers on the epic conclusion. How will this family drama end? How will it play out? How will it play out for Logan Roy and his three children in the season three finale? Let us know if you're going to be watching and have a point of view or a theory for the final season. We'd love to run this in next week's SBJ. If interested, email me your thoughts at amadcore@sportsbusinessjournal.com by Friday. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, March 21st. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word on the Buzzcast. Stay healthy and be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.